Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now the one who plants and the one who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
If you're a Christian, think about everything that contributed to your salvation story. It's probably not possible to count all the spiritual seeds God used to draw you to the Savior. And most likely, some of the people who sowed them never saw the outcome. It's important to recognize the value and cumulative effect of how others have worked to expand the kingdom. When we do, we then realize our own opportunity. We can sow spiritual seeds in the lives of friends, co-workers, children, grandchildren, and even strangers. God uses what we plant and leads others to spread further seed or water the ground, but He alone causes the growth. When you display Christ-like qualities and sow truth into others' lives, God can feed their spirit, change their heart, enlarge their spiritual understanding, and increase their desire to live for Him. Whether or not you ever see the results, the Lord is using you to accomplish His will. God is interested in more than the big things His children do for Him. He also sees all the small ways believers try to influence others for Christ. He values quiet manifestations of the fruit of His Spirit, for which no credit or praise is expected. Your love, kindness, patience, gentleness, and self-control are seeds that impact others.